Yes. Since God is a person, and we are persons because of Him, and just like we want to enjoy pleasure, that is our nature, you cannot change that. Because we are a soul, that pleasure or enjoying principle is within us. It cannot be denied. There is a statement in the Vedanta Sutra, Ananda Mayo Biasat. Mm-hmm. The absolute truth is by nature full of bliss. Bliss meaning ever increasing happiness, no decrease, no plateau. So we, you and me, being part and parcel of Krishna, also have that to a minute degree. So the question becomes, how does God, Krishna, enjoy pleasure? So he does that by manifesting as Srimati Radharani, as you said. The technical term, Khladini, the pleasure potency. The Absolute Truth has eternal knowledge bliss. Eternal, and we are also eternal, always existed, exists at present, and we will continue to exist as individuals, past, present, and future. We will always be individuals, as Krishna pointed out in second chapter of Bhagavad Gita. So we all have this quality of eternality, so does Krishna. Knowledge, for Krishna, knowledge means that he knows he is the Supreme Personality. He knows he is the Absolute Truth. He knows he is the cause of all causes. He is aware of who he is. And for us, knowledge means the same thing. Full knowledge means to know, yes, Krishna is the Supreme Absolute Truth, and I am his eternal part and parcel servant. That is self-realization. And then bliss, Hladini. The Absolute Truth also enjoys absolute pleasure. And that absolute pleasure potency is known as Srimati Radharani, who expands herself as the gopis. All the gopis are simply different aspects of Radharani's personality. And those gopis expand as the queens of Dwarka, and those queens of Dwarka expand as the Lakshmi, goddess of fortune, who is the eternal consort of Krishna's expansion, Narayan. And we, you and me, are a full enjoying capacity. We all want to enjoy fully. That full enjoyment capacity will be experienced when we see ourselves as the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of that pleasure potency known as Srimati Radharani. Therefore we say, Jai Radhe!
Jai Radhe!
Jai Radhe!
Jai Radhe!
Jai Radhe!
Jai Radhe!
All right. Well, the most important thing that I have learned in my life are two. And you said it right at the start. That's why I rang the bell. Humility. Because if a person can actually understand that, then one can face any problem in life, any difficulty, any situation, family, personally, with others, with humility. And the second or subsequent thing that I've learned, most important thing I've learned in my life, and it's again, it was revealed today, and that thing is, everything can be successfully executed with the name of God. And here's why I learned it today. I was on the 22 freeway coming here. And it was Sunday. And I was listening to a song, Radhe, Radhe. and I was flying down the freeway 100 miles an hour. At the split second, I saw the policeman on the motorcycle. And just as I passed him, because he had this gun.
Of course.
And just as I passed him, the song is going, Radhe, Radhe. I hit 65-70. So, that holy name, it was at the last second. I just like, ooh. But apart from that, so many times in my life, when my back was against the wall, when I was between a rock and the hard place, when I thought that the whole world was coming down on me, I just took shelter of the holy name of God, and somehow or other, here I am. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Well, when it comes to children, my wife, I believe, is the expert. In my life, I have left the parenting of my daughter and grandson to her, because it has been proven she has much better results. But as if I was counseling a husband, that I can testify. And I would say the secret of success for being a husband, because we've been married since 1980, so I have a few years experience. And I would say, and it's something I had to learn a billion times before I actually conceded. And I gave a lecture on this in South Africa. Happy wife means happy life. And the subset of that is that rule number one, the wife is always right. Rule number two, when the wife is wrong, see rule number one. And that has been impressed upon me time and time and time again. And then people ask me how you can say that, especially, no offense, Indian men in general over the years have protested when I make that line. So I've explained it and I've researched it, that this phrase, happy wife means happy life, can only apply when the marriage is a religious marriage. If it's a marriage based on, like you say in Indian cult, love marriage, when it's not based on religion, then no, this doesn't apply. But when it's a religious marriage, then here's why it absolutely works. To the men, I explain that the religious wife sees and views the husband as her investment. Everything the wife, the religious wife has, is invested in the husband. So just like a monetary investment, you're very, very protective and careful and cautious with your investments. I'm sure you have investments, monetary investments, perhaps in India, wherever you have them. You are very protective, aren't you? So the same way the wife is very protective of her investment, namely the husband. I mean, she wears that Mangala Sutra. That's for the protection of the husband, am I right? I once asked an Indian lady, what is this whole thing? And she said, it's all about protecting the husband. So when I heard that, I said, wow, it's amazing. So the wife, when she tells the husband something, it's only going to be for his good because she's protecting her investment. So once I learned that after 20 years, now I don't question. I don't question like that.